start on a starting the topic of Hayom and Aleph, just to remind us, the Gemara is now dealing with the statement of Shmuel and how to interpret the statement of Shmuel. Basically, through the whole first Talmud into the second Talmud, they're going to try to figure out what did the statement of Shmuel mean. The statement of Shmuel on Dalet Amud Bet is Amar Shmuel b'chulan ad shimer shani ochalach v'ashni toim lach. That's the statement that Shmuel made about our Mishnah, and all of them until he says ani ochalach or ani toim lach. Now that's the simple interpretation of what Shmuel meant was that in our Mishnah, when it says Mudrani Mimcha or Mushani Mimcha, that you have to have Shani Ochelach or Shani Otemlach as being a part of the statement, meaning that without those last three lines, that would not be they would not be sufficient. So the Gemara yesterday challenged that from two brayzos, right? We had two brayzos yesterday that challenged the fact that you needed Shani Ochelach or Shani Otemlach to be added to these other statements. And the Gemara concluded, and that was the last line of yesterday's Gemara, and that's what we'll pick up today, which is El Amar Shmuel. So they tried to reinterpret Shmuel to say this: if you add these additional lines after Mifrushani Mimcha, Mifrushani Mimcha, then you are Asur and your Chaveru, the other person, is not affected by your Nadir. Whereas if you simply said Madrani Mimcha or Murchukani Mimcha Mufushani Mimcha, then Shnehem Asurim, that both you are Asur to get Hana from the other individual, and the other individual is Asur to get Hana for you. And the Gemara said, that's like Ki Adam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chaniya, Madrani Mimcha, Shnehem Asurim. And when you say Madrani Mimcha, both are Asur. Now, the Gemara is going to challenge this version or our understanding of Shmuel, and then we'll come back again to, in the end, to another interpretation of Shmuel. Right, it's not Hareini Alecha Chayrim. So he simply says Hareini Alecha Chayrim. I'm to you, I will be like a Chayrim. So Hamdar Asur, Aval Amadir Lo. Right. So when he says I am to you like a Chayrim, then he's saying that you cannot get Hanah from me. So that means Hamudar, the one he's speaking about, is Asur to get Hanah from him. Aval Amadir, the one who's taken the Nezer, can't look. He can go and get Hana from the other individual. So how do you explain that? Someone says, oh, don't worry about that. Because based on what we just said in Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that should be, when you say Arayna Lecha Chayrim, when you say a stam statement like that, it should affect both sides, both parties. How come here it's only affecting one party? So the answer to Gemara says, oh, no, but because of the other party, she specifically said, Va'ata Laila. He specifically excluded himself from being Asur Vano from the other individual. So that's how they get around the problem. Now, really, if he had said it without any qualification, they both would have been Asur. But he qualified his statement and said, Va'ata Laila. So my next line in them is, Atalai Chayrim, you, alright, Atalai, you are to me a Chayrim. So what does that mean? Hanuder Asur, the one who's taken the Neder, now is Asur to get Hana from the other individual he's speaking about. Balamudar, the one that he Asur'd the Hana from, Lo, that's not true. So when I say again, you have the same problem. When you said, Atalai Chayrim, or Arani Alecha Chayrim, based on what we said in Shmuel's statement, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that would suggest that they both should be Asurim. So why again here are we seeing that only one of them is Asur? So the Gemara says, no problem, Kolok, you're going to Parish again, Vani Alecha Lo. I to you are not Asur Behana. So again, both these cases where it would have otherwise, we would have assumed, based on where you're interpreting Shmuel now, and the way we interpret Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, in each of these single statements, they both should be Asur. Why is only one of them Asur? Because he explicitly, the Gemara is saying now, he's explicitly excluded the other party from it. If they just said it without this extra interpretation, then they would be both be Asur. So I said, well, what about the next part of this mission? Arani Alecha V'at Alai. Right? I am to you, and you to me, Shneim Asurim. And here explicitly defines both of them, both parties, to be Asur to each other. Adinu, the Shneim Asurim. Then they're both Asur. Hastama, who Asur, v'chaveru mutar. Without that, without him explicitly stating that they both are Asur, it sounds like only one of them would be Asur, and the other one would be Mutar. So this goes against our interpretation of both of Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi Bar Bechanina. Elohi admired the Rabbi Yossi Bar Bechanina. Now this is how we have to explain the statement of Rabbi Yossi Bar Bechanina. Moder ani lecha. Rabbi says, Moder ani lecha shnehem asurim. Hamodrani himek hu asur v'chaveir mutar. So Gemara now is assuming that there's a difference between himek and lecha, or mimcha and lecha. So that these two words now will change the way we interpret the statement. So it says, if I say moder ani lecha, then they will both be asur. Whereas if he says modrani mimcha, then they will only hu asur, he'd be asur, but his chaveru, his other friend, the person he's talking about, wouldn't be mutar to discuss with him. So why is there a difference between lecha and heimek or mimcha? What's the difference? Just look here for the word. But lecha here in the Ran, right across from where we are in the Gemara. If you come across to the Ran, right across from the Gemara, and actually the Ran, there's actually a break in the Ran. That's the easiest place to start. The lecha, right? It's in that break in the Ran. Where that break is in the Ran, Ella. Ella, haki, marma Rabbi Yossi Bechinim, adreni lecha shneim asurim. To lecha, the word lecha can be mashma two things. It can either be mashma lecha, klomar, nechsai asurim lecha, my possessions are sur to you, umashma mishelcha. The word lecha can also be used in place of the word shelcha. Mash enkein beheimech, tolo mashma haki. But that's not true of mimcha. Mimcha is only used one way, and that's from you. But lecha can mean two things. It can be lecha means my stuff to you, or mishelcha, from your stuff to me. That's not the Gemara's interpretation now, is that the Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina statement about when is Shnehem Asurim is because of the focus on the word Lecha. That's when to both of them are Asur. But if you use the word Mimcha, right, then only one of them would be Asur. Now, that's what's happening. Now, what's happening in our Mishnah? What's happening now, according to Shmuel? Because you have in our Mishnah, he said, Modrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha. So that would imply only one party is Asur, right? Only one party is alert, unless he says, Shani Ochelach, Shani, right?
And the party would be the one making the neder, no? In that lesson, Mimcha?
What?
It would be the one making the neder that's Asur.
When it's Mimcha, yes. He'd be restricted from getting Hanar from the other Indian race, right? Exactly. So now, how are we going to explain Shmuel now? So if you look in the Ran, if you skip in the Ran we were just in, and if you come down to about, you see where the Aleph is in the Gemara, Akos Abach? Right, Mishum Haki, there's right in the Ran, there's Mishum Haki. There's a Rosh Hashanah, Mishum Haki. Right, Mishum Haki, Kamar Shmuel, Haidikani Tana, the Midrani, Ben the Amar Himech, Ben Shamar Lecha, who has served Chaver Mutar. So now, this is the way the Ran interprets Shmuel now to read. Now, how are we going to fit Shmuel into our Mishnah to be like Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina now? What we understood Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina now is that it's just between Lecha and Mincha. Right, so now, the Ran is suggesting, it doesn't matter whether he says Mimcha, or if he says Lecha, who has served Chaver Mutar, Dapka, Shamar, Ani Ochel. If you add on that additional phrase, then it's irrelevant whether you said mimcha or lecha. Right? Then Shmuel would agree to differentiate between mimcha and lecha. So that's now, the Gemara is now at a point where they're reinterpreting Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina to explain the difference, or his statement, that when it's Shnehem Asurim, that's when you say Modrani Lecha. Because Lecha can be interpreted either Lecha or Shelcha. So that makes both of them Asur. If you say Mimcha, then you're only restricted from the other individual, but the other individual is not strict to you. How do we then deal with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah uses the term Mimcha. So that should imply only one of them is, only one of them is Asur. So then Shmuel says, well, if that is only if you say Shani, then once you add that phrase on, Shnehem Asurim. Why are they Shnehem Asurim? Because once you add that additional phrase, that makes the first lashon irrelevant. Whether you said Mimcha Lecha, because when you say Shani Ochelach, it means both ways, meaning either way. But if you left out that phrase, Shani Ochelach or Shnei Oteim Lach, then then it'd be like mimcha, like in our Mishnah, and then only one would be asur, the other would be mutar. And that's how we understand the statement of Shmuel now. When he says, if you said, shani okhalak, shani etem lach, hu asur b'chaveh mutar, only then do we say, right, the aval amar modrani yameh, hu kudesh neem asurim. If they said it just by itself, it'd be asur. Now the Gemara's going to judge.
Would that work equally with the Gerza, the ani or ani?
Yeah, I assume that it has to work. It has to work both ways because people have the gears in both ways.
Just by adding on that lashon,
right? That the additional lashon already reduces the reduces our focus or our diuk on the lashon of lecha mimcha. That additional lashon of shiokhalo shiotwen makes you relevant the lecha mimcha from the first statement. Okay. So that's now we're going to understand Shmuel's statement that, what does it mean until you say Shani Yochalach or Shani Toimlach? That comes to teach you that that'll be only, one of them will be Asur, a Mutar. But then, if you didn't do that, then Lacha and Hey Mimcha would make a difference in our, the statement of Modrani Mimcha or Modrani Lacha. Right, now, Gemara asks on this, Vaha Masnisen. Now our Mishnah says Diktani Hemek says Mimcha. Our Mishnah says Mimcha. Well, keep the Masnisan Kishmuel, and we explained our Mishnah according to Shmuel. But Kula Machimarsha and Ito Imlecha Vashnei Ochelecha. Who does Sur B'Meir Mutar? Right. So now, what is it? The Gemara says Aval, but Modrini Hemek Shnehem Asurim. Now, what are you going to do with the statement of Shmuel? Right, the way we interpreted the statement of Shmuel, I explained to you Shmuel the way it would work with Rabbi Yosef Baruch Hanina, which is what if he says Shani Ochelecha. Then it makes it irrelevant what he said in the first half, and therefore one is asur. You're restricted from getting anah from him, but he's not restricted from getting anah from you. But what was the second half of Shmuel's statement? The way we've interpreted it was that the second half of Shmuel's statement was that if he didn't say shani okalach, if he didn't say shani toimlach, shnehem asurim, they both be asur. And what's the lashon in our Mishnah? Madrani mimcha. I explained Shmuel the other way around to fit into Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina. Okay, but that's the problem is that that's not
his actual statement.
Right, his statement. The way we interpreted Shmuel, the first line in our Gemara, the first line of today's Gemara, v'amar modrani yameh l'chudei shnehem asurim. That goes that again the way we would interpret it. I explained Shmuel earlier to fit into the interpretation to say, oh, if he didn't say shani ochalach shani otemlach, then if he said mimcha, it would only be one. If he said l'chad, it would be both. Not what Shmuel says. Now, that's the problem that Gemara has now. That based on the way we have Shmuel's statement reinterpreted now, that's not going to work. So now the Gemara says, Ella miyikara v'shmuel hachi itmar. So again, now we're going to reinterpret Shmuel's statement again, but we're going to go back to the original interpretation. Da'amar sheni ochelucha v'sheni otem lecha hu de'enu hu asur ella ba'achilo. Alright, well, that means that you'd only be asur and achilo. Ha'modrani mimcha asur achilo behando. So what is now the statement of Shmuel is coming to say that when I say ani ochelach shani otem lach, I'm qualifying my first statement. What am I creating an isur hanah for? Ochel, toim, food, eating. That's it. I'm narrowing the scope of my nether. But if I simply said modrani mimcha, mechushani mimcha, mechukani mimcha, then since my scope is unlimited, then I'll also be not only in achila but also in hanah. So now that's how we've reinterpreted Shmuel. Now the question is.
And as far as the scope of to whom it applies, we're sticking with the idea that if he says emach, then it's one way. If he says l'cha, then it's both.
Yeah. I assume that's the Gemara. I don't think the Gemara totally rejects that possibility, but I assume, yeah. So far, we've assumed that. Right now, we're assuming that it's just affecting the other individual. So now, yuhachi, flame shmo hachi. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, let Shmuel say that. I mean, Shmuel does not, in his statement, He doesn't explicitly say this, because if you look at Shmuel's statement, the original statement we're trying to reinterpret is, "Bekulam ad shiomar shani ochelucha shani otem lecha." Sounds like from Shmuel's original statement that the only way this works is if I say ani ochel ani toim. Not like if I say it, it's only going to be this, and it'll be worse if I don't say it. Shmuel's, that's what I was going to say here. So okay, b'im lo amar shani ochelucha shani otem lecha in asura ba'achila. Let him make an open statement that says that I'm really qualifying the first statement. Don't make a statement here that says Shmuel's statement sounds like Bakulan Ashimar Shani Okala Hashni Tlaimlak means that there's nothing unless I say this, this, and this. Doesn't sound like Ella Haki Itmar. There we go. For our third reinterpretation of Shmuel. Ella Haki Itmar, Taimadamar Shani Okalaka, Shani Otaimlaka, Huda Asur. Avalamar Amar Modrani Mimich, Lomashma de Amar Asur. Now we're going back to our original interpretation of Shmuel. Original interpretation of Shmuel was what? Shani Otoimlach, Vashani Okelach. If you add those words, the nether works. You don't add those words, then what? Then it's nothing. My time, huh? What's the reason for that? We have a problem. Remember, we have two prices that disagreed, almost seem to disagree with that. And we reinterpreted Shmuel because of that problem. So now what are we going to do with Shmuel here? My time, modar ani memcha, modar ani memcha, lo mishta'ina bahadak mashma. I mean, that you can interpret the word when I say modar ani memcha, or mukhushai memcha, or mukhukani memcha, I can interpret those words to be something that's not in neder. Right? It's not clear that these lashonas are lashon neder. Why? Because how can I interpret them? If you say modar ani memcha, lo mishta'ina bahadak, I don't want to deal with you anymore, Mashmo. Right? I just don't want to. Right? I had enough of you. With Rishani Mimcha, right? I want to be separated from you. I don't want to. I don't want to do business with you anymore, right, Mashmo? With Chukani Mimcha, lo tekamina b'damen amostilah, Mashmo. Just keep your distance. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean I want to make an end. That means keep your distance. I don't want to be, you know, in the same place that you are. So the fact that you can interpret the single theme without Shani Okela, Shani Tamlach, to mean something other than a neder, that becomes something called Yadayim She'ena Mochichos. Right? We talked about the last section of the Mishnah is a Yad, where you're not using the proper Lashon neder, right? You're not using Konein, or you're not structuring it in a Lashon neder necessarily, and that's just causing a problem. When you have a Yad, the neder, you have to have, there's a Machlokus, which we're going to get to in the second half of today's daf, which is that when you use a Yad, does it have to be clear what the interpretation of your statement is? Or if you give a statement which is open to interpretation, then can it still function as a yad neder? So this is a case where you have a yad neder, right? Where it could be a neder. It's done in a way that yadayim she'ena mochichot, which means that it's not clear what his statement was about, because you could interpret it in multiple ways. Shmuel is saying, when you have these yadayim she'ena mochichot, a yad, and you take a neder that's not clear that you're taking a neder, because it's in mochiach what you're talking about, then we say that there is no neder. So lema, so that's the next line in the Gemara is, lema, v'savar Shmuel yadayim she'ena mochichot, lo havin yadayim. But you have a yad that functions in a way that it's not clear what your statement is, and it will not be a good nether, but not be a yad b'nether. Why does that help us? That helps us now because that happens to be a machlokas tanoim, whether yadayim mochichot or ein mochichot. Once it's a machlokas tanoim, we no longer have a problem from the brachos. Remember before, we challenged Shmuel from two brachos before. So now, why is it not a problem? Because Shmuel can say that those brachos hold like the other Tana, who believes yadayim she'ena mochichot are good yadayim. But I hold like the other Tana, and that's it. Now we're going to see that machlokas tanoim. Right? Shmukim lo, Mukim lo masisa, and to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel's going to explain our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, yadayim she'ena mochichot, lo havin yadayim. That when you have a yad, you have an item that is unclear as to what you're doing, right? Or it's not obvious what you're doing, then it's considered not to be a yad neder. It's not. Where's this? Where do we have a machlokas time about this? Where's Rabbi Yehuda from? Gufo shel get. When you write a get, what do you have to incorporate in the language of the get for it to be considered a get? So hari at muteret lekol adam. The Chachamim say that you are free to any other person. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not clear. It's not clear when you say Hariyat Muteret Lekol Adam, it's not clear that you're using this document to be the Gerushin, the get. Maybe that's what you said to her, but that's not necessarily that you're using this document to get a get. So he says, you have to explicitly state in the document that this document is the get document. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Omer, v'dein, t'havi laichi minai sefer t'ruchim b'geret shrukim. V'dein, this document, right? T'havi laichi should be for you, minai from me, sefer t'ruchim, which is a sefer kritut, right? A written separation, b'geret shrukim, and a letter of sending away. I mean, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, you have to state specifically that this document is the get document. Whereas if you just say Hariyat Muteret Lekol Adam, right, that's not enough. That it's not enough to say that this is I get a document, because maybe that's, you sent her, and she's just writing in a document to show her that. It's not clear that you are using this document to do the gerushin. Maybe this is just evidence of the gerushin. So that's what Bermuda wants you to specifically state in the get, that it's that way. So now, amai dochet Shmuel u'ukma masnisen k'Rav Yehuda. Now, why did Shmuel go out of his way to set up our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, if the Chachamim argue on him, why not set up our Mishnah like the Chachamim? Look, Moki Rabbanan. Abagav the in Yadayim Mokichot. Right? That even when it's not Yadayim Mokichot, that it's good. What forced Shmuel to interpret our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? So, Amar Rava, Masnisan Keshite, the Mishnah was difficult. And there's a difficulty in the Mishnah. In order to solve that difficulty, Shmuel said, like Rabbi Yehuda, Amai Tani Shani Ochelach, Mashani Otem Lach. Right? Why does our Mishnah say Shani Ochelach, Shani Otem Lach, Litne Shani Ochel, Shani Tolein? What is the extra lacha at the end of the statement for? Shema minah be'inan yadayim ochikot. From there you see that you need to make it clear what you're talking about. Because if you say shani ochel, shani tolein, it's unclear whether that means I will eat from you, or shani ochel, majority mecham, shani ochel, that I will not eat from you. Right? So that becomes something where it's now open to interpretation. When you say shani ochel, it's not clear which way your statement is going. When it's unclear which statement you're going, then it's yadayim shani ochikot. Right? And therefore, why did the Mishnah end in the word l'cha? The fact that the Mishnah ended in the word l'cha has come to teach you that you need a yadayim mokichot.
The fact that you need that word.
But you need the word l'cha, because l'cha was defined. So l'cha l'cha means that I'm not eating from you, that I'm not going to eat from your stuff. So that's why you needed yadayim. So that forced Shmuel to interpret our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that the Mishnah used the word l'cha to get to a yadayim mokichot, to get to a place where the yad was obvious what the statement was about, that tells us that Shmuel saw that problem in the Mishnah, therefore defined our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that when it's not Mokichot, it doesn't work. And that's why Shmuel made a statement as such. Right now the Gemara is going to address this Machlokas about
Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't say that the Mishnah, that he's implying that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Not necessarily that that's His opinion about the halacha.
Oh, good. All right. So good. That's the Gemara says in the beginning of this mission, right? The beginning of the Daf. It says Leimar Kasavar Shmuel Yadayim Shemachos Lo Havin Yadayim. So why can't you just say, like you're suggesting, that it's Rabbi Yehuda himself, that he just explained the Mishnah, because the Mishnah looks like Rabbi Yehuda. He's interpreting the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, but he himself would not hold like that, right? So, but that. All right.
That's basically what he's saying. I was saying that, the first question was, why was there, am I...
Right. So the Ryan rejects that shot. If you look in the Ryan, where it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, I'll read it to you so you don't have to find it, but it's here, Mashma Badei Disrile Shmuel Gufei Hachi. It's clear that Shmuel himself holds this way. Lav Lefrushi Masina B'chudat, because he's not just coming to interpret the Mishnah. V'chitei Ma'im Kei Neecha Makshina and Bamai Tachak Shmuel Mokila Masnisa Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Neema Mishrim Tachak Yisrile. Why does the Gemara go out of its way to say, why was Shmuel forced to interpret the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? I'll tell you why he interpreted the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, because that's the way he holds. Shmuel holds like that. Why did he do that? Tzvav Kushi, he says, Dilav the Daik Shmuel Masnisan, the Atik Rabbiuda, Lashok Rabban, Babi Rabbiuda. The reason Shmuel holds like this is because he sees our Mishnah is going like Rabbiuda. So since he sees our Mishnah is going like Rabbiuda, he chose Rabbiuda over the Chachamim because he sees that the Stam Mishnah here is leaning towards Rabbiuda. And that's why he's interpreting like Rabbiuda. And then he goes through, the Ryan goes through a number of examples of other places where Shmuel's opinion, right, is this way or where it's not. He has to understand why it's not that way. But the Ryan claims that Shmuel's opinion himself is that way, not that he's just coming to interpret the Mishnah that way. Right.
Okay, now that we've discussed the issue of Yadayin Shein Mokichot, the Gemara brings it down, Machlokes Amoroyim Negabe, the statement of Shmuel, that Yadayin Shein Mokichot, Lavin Yadayin. So the Gemara says, Itmar Yadayin Shein Mokichot, when you have Yadayin that are not clear what their interpretation is, do they function as a yad neder or not? Abayim are having yadayin, that it does work, that it is still a good neder. Rav Amar, lo having yadayin. Rav says that it's not a yad. So now Rav is going to explain why does he believe that yadayim shein mokichot, when you have an unclear yad, that it does not function as a yad neder. So Amar Rav, Rabbi Idi Asverli, Rabbi Idi explained to me, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, Nazir lazir lashem. So if you remember above, we learned out, where did we learn out Yad from? We learned it out from the double Lashon of Nazir, Lahazir, Lashem. And that Pasuk reads, Ki Aflilin Dor Neder, Nazir la zir la Hashem. So there we said there was a hekesh between neder and nizirut, and that's how we learned out yad by neder. Ah, so now what's the story by nizirut? It's Gemara says, mekish yadot nizirut le nizirut. The pasuk learned out yad neder from the lashon nazir, from a normal, regular neder nizirut. What's the requirements of a regular neder nizirut? Ma nizirut b'hafla'a, because the pasuk begins, ki afli. So since it begins with ki afli, there's a requirement of hafla'a. What's hafla'a? Hafla'a means that it must be clear. The interpretation of what you say must be clear and immediate. We must be able to understand right away that you took a neder nizirut and what you were clearly saying. So there's a requirement of hafla'a. So just like there's that requirement of hafla'a by regular case nizirut, so too, by a yad nizirut, it has to be clear. Your statement has to be clear. And just like by yad nizirut, right, it has to be clear. And we learn a hekesh to nidorim from nizirut. So too, by yad neder, it's going to have to be clear. So therefore, when you have yadayim sheina mochichot, when you have an unclear statement or an interpretable statement, where it's not obvious what the interpretation is, then we will say that enan yadayim doesn't work. That yad neder won't work. Because of this requirement of fla'a, the Gemara's example is, for instance, someone sitting down and they see an individual passing in front of them and they say, I'll be a nazir if that person in front of me, walking in front of me, is a nazir. And he doesn't know what that person is. Is he a nazir or not? Later on, he finds out that he is a nazir. So he would, t'nai was mekuyam. He said, I will be a nazir if this person is a nazir. And we find out he is a nazir. Gemara says he's still not a nazir. Why not? Because at the time that he took the neder nizirut, it wasn't clear if he was going to be a nazir. Because we didn't know at that time that the person in front of him was a nazir. And nizirut only works by flaw. When it's clear and immediate, we understand or we know exactly what the interpretation of your words are going to be or what the implication of your words are going to be. So just like by nizirut itself, when you take a regular nizirut, it has to be immediate, clear, and interpretable. So too by yadayim. Not exact hafla'a like we have by nizirut, because that we know from nizirut itself. But hafla'a by yadayim, what's the hafla'a clarity that you need by yadayim? It actually has to be a yad mochiach. It has to be a yad that's clear what the interpretation of the yad is. So the Gemara is going to say, obviously, lema b'pluktas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonon k'miflegei. Let us say that the machlokas between Abai and Ravo is the same machlokas tanoim that we saw above by Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon. It's not. We have a Mishnah gufo shall get. What's the ikar get? Hariat muteret l'chol adam. That is the position of the chachamim, that you don't need to say that deign, that this document is the get Grisham and Minai, it's from me. Yudamir Vidain, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to say Vidain, that this will be the Avilaichi Minai from me, this document will be from me, Sefer Tiruchim, Sefer Kritut, a document that cuts off between us, begets Piturim, and a document or letter that frees you, Beger Shvukim, and a letter of sending that lets you go. And that it has to be clear that this get, this document is the get, and that this get is from me. So, what will we say? Abai, the Amar Rabbonon. Abai, you hold like the Rabbonon. Seems like the Rabbonon say we don't need Yad Mochiach by get, because they don't require Minai, and they don't require Vidain. For Amar, the Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbu says you only can work, so Yadayim only work when you have a Yad Mochiach. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says the only time a get works is when you have both Vidain and Minai. So, Amar Chabai, like always, when we set up a machlokas Amorim Aktanoim, we say, no, you know what? The Amorim want to be equally applicable to both Tanoim of the Tanoim. So, Amar Chabai, Anadamri, if you look at Rabbi Yehuda, I can even explain this to my position according to Rabbi Yehuda. I can look at Rabbi Yehuda, b'inen yadayim milchichot, elagabi get. Ah, the requirement of yadayim milchichot according to Rabbi Yehuda is unique to get. Ah, why is it unique to get? The be'inan kritut. Because there's a requirement by get that you have a sefer kritut. It has to be something that's clear and a clear separation between you. So that clear separation makes a demand for yad mochiach by get. The leka, and that's lacking in our case. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda requires v'dein aminai. About the alma, outside of the world of gitin, where we don't have this demand for sefer kritut, then we'll say that Yad Sheino Mochiach is a good Yad. Mishmayile, where do we hear that Rabbi Yehuda would hold otherwise? And I can even explain my opinion according to the Rabbonon. The position of the Chachamim that Yadayim Sheino Mochiach works is unique to get. Why? The Ein Adam Megaresh Eshet Chaveiro. Right? A person, it's clear with this document what this individual is trying to do. He's married to this woman. He's trying to divorce her. He's not trying to divorce his neighbor because that doesn't have any implications. There's no reason for him to do that. So it's clear that he's giving the get from himself to the woman that he's married to, and therefore the Dain and the Minai, all of this will be excessive because the get itself is, makes it obvious that this is he's trying to accomplish Gerushin over here. But in general, maybe the Chachamim agree that Yadayim Sheinah Mokichot are not a good Yadayim. That the fact that they are a Yadayim is unique to get. So there are two ways here to explain the Chachamim. One position is the position of the Rashba. The Rashba says that over here, when the Chachamim say that by, or when Rava explains the position of the Chachamim by get, he's explaining that by get, they believe it's really a Yad Mochiach. The get is a Yad Mochiach, and since it's a Yad Mochiach, because in Adam Agarish Deshid Chavero, therefore, the Chachamim say that it's a good get. But in general, they believe Yadayim Sheinim Yichot Enam Yadayim. So that's what's unique about get. The Ran, on the other hand, believes, no, that by get, it's still Yad Sheinim Mochiach. It's Yad Enam Mochiach by get. Ah, so why by get does it work? And according to Rava and other places, it's not going to work. That's unique to the circumstances of the get. This is what the Ran says. V'li'ati shapir, devada yadayim ba'atzmam eino mochichot. The language that he's using is not a yad mochiach. It's still a lashon of eino mochichot. V'ish lashon eino mochiach shehu megarsha. Because his, what he says, the literal words of what he says, it's not clear that he's divorcing here. Ela she'ainyan mochiach mitzad atzmo shehu megarsha. But the context in which he says these words make it obvious that he's divorcing her. So the Ran says that even though that this wording is still considered Yadayim She'ina Mochichot, nevertheless, the Chachamim, in our case over here, believe that it still works because of the context and the unique circumstances of the get that make it okay, even though it's Yadayim She'ina Mochichot. But outside of get, they would agree with Rabo that Yadayim She'ina Mochichot. This machlokas might have impact legabe lahalacha. The halacha is that we paskin like Rava that yadayim she'enam mochichot enam yadayim, like Shmuel's, our interpretation of Shmuel earlier on, if that's the lashonos that Shmuel spoke about. So if that's the case that we paskin like Rava, what about legabe get? When it comes to machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon, right? Do we paskin like Rav Yehuda or do we paskin like the Rabbanon? So it should be, right? It would be seem to us that if machlokas would be the Rabbanon, we'd want it to be halacha like the Rabbanon, because then it would be halacha kerabim. So, is the halacha like Rabbanon or not? So there are machlokas that we've shown him. How do we paskin here? Because it depends on why the Rabbanon are really arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machlokas between them? If you believe that Yadayim Sheinam Mochichot are Enam Yadayim like Rova, and by get, it's a unique case that what it is a Yad Mochiach, like the Rashba says, by get it is Yad Mochiach, and therefore what? They agree with Rava, because get is unique, it is a Yad Mochiach, or because of the circumstances, it becomes Yadayim Sheinam Mochichot, becomes into, we're allowed to interpret in this case, that that the Chachamim believe that it works, even though in general Yadayim Sheinam Mochichot don't work. And that's what Rava said. Rava said, I can even work like the Rabbanon. So if that's the case, right, then we pass an halacha like Rava, and we're going to pass an halacha like the Chachamim, who don't necessarily disagree with Rava. And therefore, by get, we would not require Minai, because even though we pass an Yadayim Sheinam Mochichot Enam Yadayim, nevertheless, we pass an like the Rabbanon, you don't require Minai. The other Rishonim believe, no, that Yadayim She'enam Mochichot Enam Yadayim, we paskin like Rava, and by get, we're going to paskin like Rav Yehuda, because it's unclear as to why the Chachamim argue on Rav Yehuda. Is it like what Rava says? Is it like what Rava says, that the reason that they argue on Rav Yehuda is not because they fundamentally believe differently that Yadayim She'enam Mochichot is Yadayim, but rather because either they believe in this case it's Yad Mochiach, or because even though it's Yadayim She'enam Mochichot, the circumstances or the context of get are unique, right? That's one possibility, and that's why we would pass them like the Rabbanon. But the other possibility is that they argue on Rav Yehuda because they believe Yadayim She'enam Mochichot having Yadayim. And it's not clear to us which way we go, and therefore we're going to go to Chumrah. So therefore, nevertheless, therefore, even though we pass them like Rava, and Rava could sit up like the Chachamim, we're unsure if that's the correct interpretation of the Chachamim. And therefore, we're going to pass them like Rav Yehuda by get. And we're going to require you to put in Vidain and Minai in get in order to have the Piskei Halacha be consistent throughout. That we pass like Rava, right, Rava, that Yadayim Shinim Mechilot Zeinim Yadayim. But yet, we better be sure that we have Yadayim Mechilot. Okay, we're going to stop here.